The following reflection or meditation for today, the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, is based on the reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. It's a heavy time, no doubt. And in the midst of these heavy times, while I do not have any clear answers as to exactly what each of us might do, I think I've got some good news for you. I think I've got a call for you. And so to hear that call and to hear this good news, as a start, as a playful beginning, I want you to imagine a spelling bee. And then imagine this word spoken by one of the judges to the contestants. Euangelion. Now imagine the spelled answer coming from a little one in the midst of the judges. Euangelion. 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 Ding, 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 ding. The little one got the answer right. The word euangelion means literally a reward that one gets for bringing good news. It can also refer to, in a more simplified sense, the good news itself. And euangelion, the reward one gets for bringing the good news, is the reward Jesus promises to his disciples in today's gospel reading as he sends them out into the world to share the euangelion, to share the good news of God. As a means of providing some background to this beginning, in the ancient world, apostles, envoys, messengers were crucial. Emperors and rulers authorized traveling representatives who were empowered to act on their behalf and in their name. The Hebrew scriptures identify such messengers as shalach, a word meaning sent ones. And we might note here that the meaning of the Hebrew word is identical to the meaning of the Greek word apostle. A shalach is a messenger, but also is one who literally represents or represents the one who sent the message. Hence, Jesus telling his apostles in today's reading exactly what he does. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. God sent prophets, God sent Jesus, and Jesus sends God's apostles. The ones sent bring the word of God into the world. They bring the good news of God into the world. We might say that the shalach, the sent one, or the apostles of our tradition, are not only the ones who bring the message, but become the message themselves. They become the good news. So we might wonder about a couple of things now. The first being a question about just what the good news that the messenger brings is. And the second, a question about what the reward might be for those who bring God's good news into the world. The answer to the first question is pretty simple, it seems to me. The message and the messenger is a message of peace, of justice, of love, of friendship, of solidarity, of concern, of compassion for the poor, the hungry, the needy, the expendable, and the forgotten. It's the good news that God loves the messenger and the ones whom God messages, to use a word from our own day. But the answer to the second question is a little more difficult, given what is not an uncommon fate for those who are God's messengers in the world. The prophets, the apostles, and here's the giveaway, the martyrs, or Jesus himself, all of them good news messengers. And it's a question that brings us to the crux of the matter, and perhaps to a question about who matters. The crux of the matter as Christians being that the decision to act as God's agents in the world, should we decide to do so, is risky business, it's brave business, it's costly business. And what makes this second question even more compelling is the footnote that Jesus adds after the whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me bit, which is the fact that whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet and whoever welcomes the righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the same reward. A positive take on that footnote might mean that Matthew is telling us that it is just as rewarding for us to welcome and receive the ministries of God's messengers as it is for us to exercise their messages ourselves. But any way you slice it, what it means, of course, is that whether we embody God's message in our own lives, or whether we receive or welcome God's messengers, our reward is on its way. And the reward probably doesn't mean frequent flyer miles or the benefits of being a member of Amazon Prime. But it does mean that in welcoming the prophetic voices into our midst, we welcome and we receive God's favor. As a person of faith, I'll take that. And speaking for the church, we hope you will too. At the outset of today's meditation, I offered the possibility of some good news. The good news, and I say this, With Jesus' promise of reward and what that might mean firmly in my mind, is that never in my life has there been a time when the possibility for the church to welcome the voices of the prophets and to welcome the voices of the righteous been so rife with meaning, so rife with possibility, so rife with promise. And it never in my life has there been a time when I have asked myself more plainly, what does God's justice and God's righteousness look like in my own life now? How can I, as a person, as a member of the church, resemble God's message, embody God's message? How can God's peace, shalom, a peace, as we say, that passes all of our understanding, become a greater peace, a greater part of who I am in the world? How can I become a bolder or braver messenger of God's word? As for today, the good news and our calling can be found within that word with which we began today's meditation, euangelion. And so if you separate or put some dashes between the three sounds that make up the word, the you, the angel, and the on, and if you soften the G, the word becomes you, angel, on. You, angel, on, people and friends of St. Albans, angel on and persevere as messengers of peace, of justice, of love, of friendship, of solidarity, of concern, of compassion for the poor, the hungry, the needy, the expendable, the forgotten, the abused, and all who matter. you angel on, you angel on. And that is our good news and our calling on this day and at this time, in the midst of our pandemic, in the midst of our pandemonium, help us, dear Lord, to be brave. Help us to angel on. Amen.